you know, it becomes overwhelming for the player, for the family, and then the coach, the high school coach. And in the past, they'd say, "Hey, wait till the season's over before you make a decision, so you can concentrate on the season." Now they say, "Make the decision before the season, so you can concentrate," because they know until that guy settles down into a decision, it's just a zoo for that kid.
Yeah, we're talking to Georgia head football coach Mark Richt on Score Atlanta's official visit. And, Coach, an observation I've made over the last couple of years, and it's more evident this season than ever before, is that college freshmen are making a bigger and bigger impact on the game. Why do you think that is? I mean, better talent, better coaching at the lower levels? Or do you think the fact that providing the opportunity for young kids to play early is now becoming a big-time recruiting tool?
Well, I don't think it's so much a recruiting tool, although when you play freshman, that's good for your program, but you're not going to play one over another one of your players. I mean, if I'm a recruit, I don't want some coach to play some freshman over me because he made a promise to him. I want to be with a coach who's going to play the best guy. And so, you know, I think that's happening. But I think what's happening also is, you know, a lot of these young men aren't staying 5 years, you know, a red shirt and then, you know, staying for the fifth year, and a lot of them don't even stay 4 years. So if you got some of those players that look like the chance of them sticking around, you know, 5 years, you know, let alone 4 years, you know, you're like, let's play this kid. And the one thing at Georgia that's really given me some peace to play more true freshmen is we have now, with our academic advisors, we've done a wonderful job of prepping these guys to get their degrees in 3.5 years, because that's really what happens. If they play as a freshman and then go to their senior season, they're only on campus 3.5 years because, you know, the season ends in December and they want to get prepared for, you know, combines and all those kind of things. So now we're gearing every kid who does not redshirt to graduate in 3.5, and we've had tremendous success in doing that. So now I've got some peace as a head coach that even if I don't redshirt this young man, he will graduate, where in the past, you know, the guys that were redshirt and were graduating, the guys that weren't were having a difficult time getting it done in 3.5 years.
Yeah, do you think the average or the top flight, I should say, college freshman is more capable of playing now and making a contribution now than, say, 10 years ago?
Well, there's probably some truth to that. I really, you know, I'd have a hard time to refute that, but there were some pretty good players you know, 10 years ago, too. I think it's just a matter of people realizing that they may not have these guys as long as they would hope. Just because they redshirted a kid doesn't mean he's going to be there 5 years. And just because you, even if you play him as a freshman, it doesn't mean he's going to stay 4 years. So let's get these kids, if they're ready to play, let's let them play.
Yeah, we're finishing up with Georgia head football coach Mark Richt. Coach, Paul Johnson has been highly critical of player and class rankings. What do you think of the recruiting services and their ranking systems, and how encouraged are you, as rankings aside, by your 2009 signing class now that they're on campus and you've seen them play?
Well, we love our group. As far as rankings, you know, it's kind of like preseason rankings in college football. It gives people something to talk about. I think a lot of people get too carried away with it. I think some of the players, some of the high school kids and their parents, quite frankly, some get carried away with, you know, how many stars my son has and all that kind of thing. And you know, I think recruiting services at times, and even some of these ball games, use their ranking system as a lure for, you know, holding off on a commitment and all that kind of thing. And you know, I think some of that's going on. But, you know, for the most part, when everybody gets on your campus, they're all equal, whether they're a 3, 4, 5 or a walk-on. You know, they all come in, they'll all compete, and you're going to play the best one.
Hey, listen, Coach, I appreciate you taking time out of what I know is a very busy schedule, and wish you the best of luck both on the recruiting trail and on the football field.
All right, thank you.
Football lives here 24/7, 365.
This is WQXI Atlanta, a big league broadcasting company.
Hello and welcome back to the show. Okay, with us today is that stack of money with the giant googly eyes. The money you could be saving with Geico. Tell me, it's really easy to get you. You just go to geico.com, right? Let's try 2 blinks for yes and 1 for no. Wait, did you just blink twice or once? Because I blinked and I missed it. I keep blinking.
Geico. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Wow. Whoa, what is this? A trap on our front lawn?
Yeah, it's a trap. I'm going to catch that stack of money with the googly eyes right there, the money I could be saving with Geico.
But it's right there in front of you. Just get it.
Psh, where's the fun in that? Then I wouldn't get to use these 200-pound springs or these laser sensors.
Well, it'd be a lot easier to just call Geico. I mean, it's what normal people do.
Well, then I guess I'm just more adventurous than most.
Geico. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
If you're looking for affordable individual health insurance, listen to what these actual Aetna customers have to say.
I was very pleased with what I got for my premium for Aetna. Aetna gave me a monthly fee that I could afford to pay.
When I deal with Aetna, I always feel that it's very personalized service, and they seem to understand that I just want to speak to a human.
And you think, Aetna, you know, this iconic health insurance company, it's got to be a fortune, and the numbers were better than any numbers I've received with other insurance companies.
Get individual health insurance coverage you can afford and the customer service you deserve. Call Aetna at 1-877-566-1818. Call 1-877-566-1818 today, and we'll also send you a free award-winning guide to health benefits. No obligation. Or visit talktoaetna.com.
Plans are underwritten by Aetna Life Insurance Company directly and or through an out-of-state blanket trust in Aetna Health, Inc. These plans are medically underwritten, and you may be declined coverage in accordance with your health condition. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations.
You ready to play ball?
Baseball.
Baseball.
Hey, Braves fans, Brian McCann here. Come out and support your hometown team as we make our postseason playoff push. And don't forget, after the game, head over to Stats in Lucky Marietta District with your ticket stub and get an appetizer for free. Whether it's their huge nacho plate, hot wings, or $20 sampler platter, Stats is your spot. Just show your Braves ticket stub and enjoy a free appetizer at the best sports bar in the city. Stats, the Atlanta Braves, and free food. Now that's what I call hitting for the cycle.
The Hot Morning Show.
Mayhem in the AM.
You know what's nice? When the teams are playing well. Braves are on fire. Falcons are pretty good. Georgia's good. Georgia Tech's good. Hawks are going to be good, too. Atlanta sports may be best time ever. We'll talk about it Wednesday morning on Mayhem.
The Hot Morning Show.
Morning 6 to 11. On 790 The Zone.
We are back on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to the Sal's only all-recruiting radio show, which makes us what, Fletcher?
The very best. And you know what else is the very best?
Score Atlanta
and Georgia Public Broadcasting. Why? Because they webcast a high school football game every Friday night, including myself involved in the broadcast. Look for the schedule at scoreatl.com.
You're more than involved. You're the voice of the broadcast.
Well,
they're webcasts. We should make that known. They're webcasts. They're also the best and only webcasts around.
GPB.org/football.
I think Roswell does it. Their own webcast, internal webcasting, if you will, and it's just not what Georgia Public Broadcasting and Score Atlanta bring to the table.
Well, don't sell yourself short, big guy. If it weren't for you directing the heck out of that thing, I wouldn't sound nearly as good.
I am the producer. So, all right, getting back to why we're here, which
now
is recruiting.
Not patting each other on the back.
Yeah. Want to talk about Georgia's recruiting class. We've kind of drilled into the ground that they have 18. They're close to finishing up. You'd say 23 total? More spots?
23.
That's what I'd say because of, departures and whatnot. 23 will be our number for this segment. And what I want to know from you is, first, let's talk about where they've met their needs. I think there's two positions they've clearly met their needs at.
Wide receiver.
Yeah, that's not one of them, but I agree with you. I don't think they need another receiver.
They've got two. If the Christian Green guy says, I want to play.
Christian Green guy. Yeah, right. But
what's his name?
You just said the Christian Green guy. I don't know.
That we mentioned earlier in the broadcast.
Yeah, the guy. If he decides to go to Georgia, then sure. Yeah.
Defensive end.
But I think there's two. Defensive end's one. They have five commitments.
They better hold on to all
Stripling
of them.
Stripling is a future
I don't think they
star.
Will. Don't know if they will, though.
Hold on to all of them?
Yes.
Well, Stripling's the only one that I think. Who do you think is an issue? Stripling, for sure.
I think the B.J.
Brandon
Butler.
Burroughs is not going anywhere. The kid hasn't played in 3 months. Where is he going to go?
I think B.J. Butler from out of Florida. I think he's going to be looking at Florida State, also the Florida Gators.
Yeah, that's a good point.
He's a guy I worry about. I think Jalen
right
Fields,
that.
The first one to commit to Georgia, I think he's a lock. I hope
so
T.J. Stripling. They're going to get four of those five. The one I worry about is B.J. Butler, and if he drops out, that opens up a spot for somebody
So you're
else.
Not worried about Stripling. Just I am, then.
I said I'm worried about him, but if he stays...
They lose Butler. They're going to lose one of them, you're saying.
Yes, I think, unfortunately, they lose one.
The other position that they've clearly filled their needs at that I was alluding to was DB. Done an incredible job there. Two great safeties, hard hitters in Jakarr Hamilton, who I've seen a little bit of, not much because he's a junior college guy. But everybody knows that Alec Ogletree is...
Best player in the state. Yeah. Okay, let's just put it out there. Best player in the state.
I think he is.
Hudson Mason may be the best offensive player in the state. By the way, he joined us earlier tonight. But Alec Ogletree is the best defensive player in the state.
Right. Of course, they have Nickell Roby, who we've talked about a lot, smaller, but a lot in the same... Or very similar to Greg Reed, in that he makes up for it with speed and just... You know, he's just a good ball player. Running back slash DB will play DB, of course, at Georgia. Right. Derek Owens is another guy I really like. Mark Diaz, I think, is a throw-in, but it's just my opinion. I think you can probably choose to disagree with me on that and side with Mark Rick. He knows a little bit more about football, but they filled those needs there. Linebacker.
There's one more, Jeff Luke, that I would like at linebacker.
I shouldn't have brought up linebacker because that's under my needs. That's one of the categories. If you look at the positions that they haven't filled their needs at, that they clearly need more. We've already established they need five more guys. Where do you fill those guys? And let's go position by position, and you tell me. Let's start at, say, running back. Or is that a position you think's already been filled?
I do not think. With Malcolm?
Yeah.
That's all you really need right now. I mean, you're going to have Richard Samuel returning, Caleb King returning, Wayshon Ely, who's probably going to redshirt this season. You've got Carlton Thomas. They've got plenty at running back.
I agree with you, and just on my opinion...
Unless somebody falls out of the sky like Marcus Lattimore, I think you're fine at running back.
And I agree.
With Malcolm, I think you're fine.
Personally, I agree. From Georgia, you know, people I've talked to closer to the program, for whatever reason, I've heard they want another speedy guy. They have Malcolm, we've already mentioned, who's a big physical
bigger
runner,
guy.
But they want the Mack Brown. They were serious about Mack Brown, and they still are. They're not giving up.
Mack Brown.
Right. But what about a guy like Eduardo Clements out of Booker T. Washington, a real fast, just an elusive guy, something they really don't have? Because
I was considering Eduardo Clements because he also plays cornerback, and I'm not sure if he would play cornerback or running back. It's maybe one of those, just get him on campus and see which one
he... That's a good point. He's good enough to...
Turns out. I was going to include him in the defensive back area, but you said that's already they've met their needs.
I think when you
I was going to include Eduardo Clements in that conversation, but you know what? Let's just move on.
Well, this isn't the Scott Janovich show, is it? All right, moving on, though. Offensive tackle, I think we can agree.
Juwan James.
Is a clear
done.
Right.
Get him in here.
But you need at least one more.
Juwan James.
But would you agree with me you need at least one more?
Yes. And
well,
his
what
name
if you don't
Juwan
get Juwan
James?
I agree. It's going to be Juwan James, in my opinion. Florida's still after him big time. Everyone's after Juwan James. And Alabama's still in the running. Tennessee's in the running.
Focus your efforts right now on Juwan James.
Ed Christian's another guy we brought up earlier in the show. I love him, but I think he's an Auburn.
I think Georgia had a chance at him. I think he was Florida State because of the Lowndes connection, and then
now
for whatever reason, he's sold on Auburn.
I've never seen anything like
that. Don't even waste your time. Don't waste the gas mileage. Save those visits.
Just to throw out
Juwan
a couple
James.
Other names. I agree, Juwan. And it probably will be, and that's a huge pickup, by the way. If they can really land, if they can put Juwan James and Brent Benedict together in the same class, you're not getting two. I mean, it's not numbers-wise, there's only two guys, and either one of them could be a flop, and now you're, you know, whatever. But talent-wise, to put two tackles of that with that kind of potential in the same class is extremely rare. It does not happen often. Throw out a couple other names. Max Garcia, the big offensive lineman at Norcross, not sure he's at Georgia level in terms of talent. Chaz Green, they would love to have him. I'm sorry to be a homer, but he's a Gator lock. Brandon Linder is the other guy out of Florida who is a very good prospect.
Sorry to be a Gator homer, but
I'm just saying.
By the way, speaking of Gator homer, how's Tim Tebow doing?
That's inappropriate. It's also irrelevant.
I heard that you were one of the dozen that was standing outside in the rain.
I brought him roses. I've heard roses help your sinuses. I'm not so worried about his concussion as much as his sinus infection that he had, which I believe was what made him.
That was overdone, right, the coverage?
Oh, my God. Have you ever seen anything like it?
Yeah, I did. You know, when I saw it, when the Pope died, okay? And Tim Tebow, though holy, is not the Pope.
The most amazing thing is we're talking football, not practice, not a game. No, but we are talking football, a physical sport where concussions happen like literally every game, right?
And Tim Tebow has a mild concussion. Okay, let's put it this way.
And it is the biggest
Robert Griffin, who's more important to his team, in my opinion, for Baylor, tears his ACL, bigger story in my opinion, gets like relegated to, oh, and by the way, Robert Griffin's out.
It's not just that other stories have been obscured because of the Tebow story. It's the fact that they've made a non-story, just a tough football player getting getting a concussion.
He got his head knocked.
An enormous story.
It's a concussion.
Kid was up 2 minutes later. He
vomiting.
Went to the hospital. Well, but, you know, whatever. That's apparently
he was throwing
of,
up into
apparently
a bag.
It's a sign of
it.
Vomiting, but of concussions. But he also was incredibly sick. Oh,
you could watch it on YouTube.
Absolutely, I don't care to. I've saw it the first time, and I will never watch that replay again. That's another thing I don't understand. What people's obsession is with watching players get annihilated over and over again is beyond me. I guess those are the
ESPN,
same people who watches
ESPN
MMA fighting.
ESPN is really, really kind of
barbaric.
No, they've kind of run stuff into the ground this season with the LaMarcus Blunt thing, or with the LeGarrette Blunt, now with Tim Tebow.
We're wasting incredible amounts of time, but while we're on injury news, what about Stephon Johnson?
Wow, crushing his larynx.
Yeah, and almost...
Larynx.
They said in a report I heard real quick, they said if he not had the neck size and strength he did, he'd be dead. Anyway, moving on.
Here, you want a quick story about that? Stephon Johnson on National Signing Day a few years back? Had to choose between USC and the Georgia Bulldogs. He chose USC. You know what that opened up a scholarship? Little No. Sean Moreno.
Little No. Sean Moreno. He also chose
what
running
if Stephon
back.
Johnson,
running back over safety.
What if Stephon Johnson had gone to Georgia?
Kid was a star at two positions.
Maybe he wouldn't have a crushed larynx.
That's true.
Just saying. Karma.
I think we were talking about Georgia Bulldog recruiting at some point.
Jeff Whitaker, defensive tackle.
Defensive tackle is clearly another need.
Jeff Whitaker.
There's no way they can end this class.
We had him on the show. Get him in the signing
class. I disagree. I think it's Mike Thornton from Stevenson. But it's one of them. It's got to be one of them. Do you agree with me in saying you cannot end a recruiting class, no matter what year it is, with one defensive tackle?
Agreed.
Just can't happen. I don't care how good
they are. With the fact that you're losing Cade Weston, Geno Atkins, and Jeff Owens this year.
Right.
Now, true, Derek Lott, who you signed last year, Avery Jones, who you signed last year, they are probably going to end up a defensive tackle. They're defensive ends right now.
Derek Lott.
Move him in.
Derek Lott. If you're a Georgia fan, you don't want your future depending on Derek Lott. He was I'm not going to downgrade or say or question his
Scott
future.
Earlier said, I hate to bag on high school kids.
He's no longer a high school kid.
Okay, there we go.
He's no longer a high school kid. And I think he was a mediocre recruit then, and I think he's not the future of Georgia's defensive line. Garrison Smith maybe, but you need numbers. Linebacker.
Perhaps talk about linebackers.
Linebackers. First and foremost, Kari Ford, right?
The Connecticut Player of the Year. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, just an amazing linebacker. We already talked about it. He's down to Georgia and Penn State.
Why would you want to go play for Penn State?
Why do you want to play for a guy who's...
That kid doesn't even know how to spell Twitter.
I
don't even know what I'm doing.
Great Joe Pa impersonation. For those of out there who don't know what Buff Fletcher's doing right now, that's terrible. You've got to end that.
I don't even understand.
Thing about Kari Ford is here's the question. He clearly lives way closer to Penn State.
I don't even know his Twitter.
Georgia, in my opinion, following his recruitment, clearly is his. I think he likes the school more. The question is, does he want to move his family down to Georgia?
Let me ask you this:
or would he rather his family come?
Scott,
answer. Yeah, I got an answer.
Have you ever been to Happy Valley? It's not that happy. Let's just put that out.
I have. You know what?
You ever been to Athens?
He was there last week against Iowa.
Yeah, but what a great experience that was for him.
Yeah, he said it was cold.
You ever been to Athens? You ever been to Athens?
Yeah, I've been there.
Maybe the middle of September.
It's a beautiful
city.
Tell you what, it's not cold. Yeah, it's beautiful, it's a better chance for him to win, in my opinion.
Hey, Kari, why don't you grab the U-Haul?
We've already talked about Jordan Hicks dropping them, so he's not an option. They need another linebacker. That much we've established. They only have two in this class. Jeff Luke's another option. They're not going to get him. Sorry, Georgia fans.
But they've got his buddy Deion Rogers.
Right.
So
he's already in the fold, but there's a good chance they won't get him either. he's a lot of people think they're a package deal. What about Mike Carlisle? Another guest.
The Jonesboro kid.
We've had him on here a couple times.
Yeah, possibly. Maybe. I'd rather have Jeff Luke.
I think it's going to be Fort. Two more, and it's going to be Fort and Carlisle. That's my prediction. Okay. To me, that's their needs. I was going to say that. Those are the needs. We have filled Georgia needs. Real quick, before we get to a commercial break, who's your favorite player? You got any players that don't give me Brent Benedict or Dariq Rogers, who I think is overrated. Don't give me one of their stars. We know Alec Ogletree is a good player. Who's your favorite player in this class?
Well, gosh, you've taken away all my favorites.
Well, come on, be a little.
You've taken away all my favorites.
I want you to think outside the box.
You want me to think outside the box? All right, fine. Jalen Fields. Dalton kid, the Dalton Catamount. You know why?
No.
He started this train. he said, hey, guys, this recruiting train needs a conductor. I will be that conductor.
That's got nothing to do with
Jalen Fields. You know what he did?
Does it have anything to do with
you know what he stood up? He said, who's coming with me besides Flipper here?
That's
Jerry Maguire reference.
Terrible reference.
Jerry Maguire. Who's coming with me?
Can I get a minute? Let me tell
Dorothy
you.
Dorothy Boyd, thank you.
I actually have three. I have three guys who are not thought of as recruiting stars.
Who's your favorite, Scott?
I'm going to name three. I think Ken Malcolm, though
only the one of the top running backs in the state. Okay. Next.
But he's not a recruiting star.
Next.
He's not on the Alec Ogletree. Well, let me tell you why. I think he's a sure thing. I don't think he's the star, like I said, that an Alec Ogletree is. And I don't think he's a franchise player at the next level, but he is a sure thing, in my opinion. Love Derek Owens. Receiver DB out of Florida, I think, is horribly underrated. And the other guy is, again, not underrated.
What about the Houston kid out of Buford?
Well, you just stole my thunder. Colton Houston, is going to be not a star, but he's going to be a linchpin on that offensive line for at least 3 years. Fortunately, we have to get to a commercial break. When we come back, we will talk to another future star, Greater Atlanta Christian receiver Julian Horton. You are listening to Sports Radio 790 of the Zone, Score Atlanta's one and only official visit.
Make sure to check out scoreatl.com for the best high school sports coverage, and now your chance to sign up for the Georgia High School Football Daily email newsletter, which comes out every weekday morning and is filled with the best high school news around.
Football is about controlling that anger, harnessing that aggression into a team effort.
Some call him the best play-by-play voice in America. We call him ours.
Westburn, the voice of the Jackets and Falcons.
Son, what a grab!
Plays here all season long.
790 The Zone and 790thezone.com. Football lives here.
If you're a numbers person, then here are some impressive numbers we've added to our resume at GMC. The 2009 GMC Sierra offers a 9,600-pound towing capacity, 315 horsepower, and an EPA-estimated 20 highway MPG. Here's to 100 years of engineering excellence and one powerful offer. Right now, qualified buyers get 0% APR financing for 60 months on 2009 GMC Sierra 1500 extended and crew cab models, or choose $4,000 purchase cash back. GMC Sierra. See your GMC dealer today. Sierra 1500 Crew Cab SLE equipped with available 5.3-liter V8 and heavy-duty towing package. Maximum trailer ratings are calculated assuming a properly equipped base vehicle plus driver. Monthly payment is $1,667 for every $1,000 you finance. Example down payment 8.3%. Some customers will not qualify. Not available with some other offers. Take delivery by 9:30/09. See dealer for details.
It's here, Atlanta. Sprint brings you the first and only wireless 4G network from a national carrier. So now you get 4G speeds up to 10 times faster than 3G. It's faster than anything wireless available from AT&T or Verizon. Right now, a woman in a coffee shop is streaming 4 HD videos at once. One for each of her espresso macchiatos with a double peppermint shot. Just plug the Sprint 3G 4G mobile broadband device into your laptop for blazing fast 4G speeds here in Atlanta and 3G nationwide. The only thing 4G can't help with? Atlanta traffic.
It's 2 o'clock. You have to be kidding me.
Pick up your free 3G, 4G device today. Go to Sprint.com/4G, a Sprint store near you, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1. Welcome to the Now Network. Average 4G download speeds are 3 to 5 times faster than average 3G speeds. Coverage not available everywhere. 4G available in limited areas. Speeds vary. Ends 1-9-2010. Business accounts only. Excludes taxes and Sprint surcharges. Subject to 2-year agreement. Up to $36 activation. $200 early termination fees. Credit approval and deposit. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Whether you live in a condo, bungalow, or two-story house, what's inside is important and needs to be protected. With Alarm Force, you get free live two-way voice, free installation, free activation, free warranty, zero down, and only $25 a month. Call today.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Georgia's best choice for home security.
So yeah, auto insurance, state minimum coverage at affordable rates, it's pretty much my passion.
The dating
Marine Service said you were a rocket scientist.
Yeah, rocket science is too hard. Nothing like state minimum coverage from Safe Auto. Sure, it seems complicated, but it's really pretty easy to figure out. They just keep you legal for less. Simple, really.
You gotta have coverage. You wanna save money. Do both at 1-800-SAFE-AUTO and safeauto.com.
Say, what kind of auto coverage do you have? Because you seem kinda easy.
Listen, Rocket Boy, I'm already a Safe Auto customer. Oh, and I'm outta here.
My work here is done.
Hawks fans, get a Pick Six plan and pick the games you want to see, plus guarantee a seat for opening night free. This season, a Pick Six plan is the best way to see all the big games and stars like LeBron, Kobe, and KG. Pick any six games you want as low as $180. Or pick a 13-game playoff plan and guarantee the same seats for some of the biggest games of the year. For more info, go to Hawks.com today. Now you know.
And Bell. Hey, this afternoon, football lives here. The coach, Mike Ditka, in the 5 o'clock hour. Brian McCann as the Braves try to get that wild card. Plus, Pollock's going to talk to LSU linebacker Jacob Cotrera and Jonathan Dwyer from Tech. That's a big show. I better study. Probably not.
Afternoons 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
We are back on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. Fletcher, tell us a little bit about Score Atlanta.
I would love to, Scott. Thanks for the intro. Score Atlanta and 790 The Zone, that's this station, team up to broadcast a high school football game every Friday night. That's right, every Friday night. Look for the schedule at scoreatl.com. Scott, do you know who they're playing this week?
Yeah, Lowndes and...
No, that's who...
Oh, GTV, the 790? Yeah,
the 790 of the game. Would you like to know who it is?
Yeah, I do. Can you tell me quickly, though?
Blessed Trinity against GAC, featuring our next guest.
Yeah. The
like
big
how I
time,
did that?
Big time. Good segue. Our big time receivers joining us right now. Greater Atlanta Christian wide receiver Julian Horton. Julian, you there, and how are things going?
It's going good right now. I'm going, everything's going real well.
Well, thank you for joining us. We're here to talk recruiting. So, generally speaking, tell us a little bit about how the recruiting process is going for you. Have you enjoyed it or disliked it? Are you having fun with it?
I'm going real well right now. I'm having real fun. It's been a blessing, and I've loved it.
Absolutely. Now, judging from what I can tell from your recruitment, you've named Vandy your leader over schools like UCLA and Maryland. That was a couple months ago, though. What has changed since the season started? Who are your leaders now, and who do you really like?
I really like Maryland a lot. Maryland has definitely... from a lot of love and stuff, so I really have pushed them to the number one. Like they have been number one for a while now. You know, they're struggling right now, but it doesn't really change anything for me. But Vandy's still up there a lot. It's still like Vandy a lot. The coaches are great. Everything's really good, and I really love it. You know, everything's going real well.
Is there anything specifically about Maryland that you'd like to elaborate on? Why you actually like the Terps number one as opposed to Vanderbilt?
Oh, because of playing time, really. Because Coach Bratton told me that my recruiting coordinator said if I come there, I'll play a lot real early and stuff. So that really helped me a lot. That's what really let me really like him.
Now, obviously, when you're talking about Vanderbilt versus talking about Maryland, that's two different atmospheres. You know, one is Maryland is obviously in the ACC. They're a little farther north. Vanderbilt, meanwhile, is in the SEC, the Power Conference. Can you kind of compare and contrast both of those two schools and maybe what one has over the other?
I would say...
From a school-wise, I mean, not just in terms of I like, you know, Maryland because I could play early, but, like, what does Maryland have that maybe Vanderbilt lacks, and what does Vanderbilt have that Maryland lacks?
I would say Maryland... this is a tough question. Maryland has... This is tough. I don't know. I think Vandy has something with Maryland just because Vandy plays in the Hard Conference, and it's tough for the SEC. Of course it is, because SEC is the best conference in the nation. So I always have to say that. That's Vandy's over Maryland. But
which has better-looking girls, I should say that. Which one has better-looking girls?
Oh, I can answer you that.
I heard a lot of things. I heard Maryland has good-looking girls. I heard Vandy has good-looking girls, so I really don't know.
Okay.
My friend goes to Vandy, Blake Sutherland, he says Maryland has good-looking girls. And I have a friend, DJ Adams, says Maryland has good-looking girls. So I heard the girls are the same. So laws are fine. They're good to me.
Julian, despite what my co-host Fletcher tells you, do not make your decision based on girls. But getting back into what really matters, I also know that you – You have a big-time offer from Alabama, and it's a school that you've not named since in the last 3 minutes since we've had you on the show. How can you ignore an offer from such a big-time program like Alabama, or are you not ignoring it at all? Is that a school you're seriously considering?
I'm really not considering that much because many people ask me that, too, when I'm like, why are you ignoring Alabama? So the reason I say it is because you have so many recruits and stuff to go to Alabama. Alabama's a great school. It's a big-time school. I love the coaches and everything, but there's so many kids want to go there and stuff, and I'm not trying to battle 2 or 3 years just to get starting spot. I mean, I think I could do it. I'm not, like, doubting my ability, but, like, if I have a chance to go to Maryland and, like, try to change the program around and it revolves around me, I know that sounds kind of selfish, but it's really not. I just rather would take that chance and just try to play early and try and get to the NFL.
Absolutely.
Obviously, when we're talking about coaches, let's stick with the Maryland and with the Vanderbilt because those seem to be your two leaders right now in the clubhouse. Bobby Johnson, obviously, is a great coach at Vanderbilt. And then you take a look at the coaching situation up at Maryland, a little more in flux. They've already named a coach in waiting. And potentially that coach could take over in your time up there. Would you commit to Maryland? Does the coaching, do the two coaches, compare and contrast those, if you don't mind?
I would say Bobby Johnson, he knows what he's doing and everything. He's a really good coach, very cool guy, a nicer guy. The coaching staff is great at Vandy, so they all know what they're doing. They're bringing Vandy up. They're doing pretty good right now. Maryland, I think Ralph Friedman's a really good coach, too. I know Maryland's not doing his work now, and I know people are blaming on him a lot, but
What's the coach in waiting's name up there? Is it Franklin? Is it Coach Franklin?
Coach Franklin. Yeah, Coach Franklin.
What's Coach Franklin like? Have you had a chance to meet with
him? I haven't even talked to Franklin. I really just talked to my receiver coach and my offensive line coach, who's the recruiting coordinator, and Coach Friesen. That's the only coach I really talked to. So basically, those three coaches are the only coaches I've really been in contact with at Maryland.
Yeah, now in all our references to your game, we've assumed that you're a receiver, and then that's what you're going to play on the college level. But there are schools recruiting you as a corner, and I know you're talented at both. Which do you consider yourself to be better at? Which do you think you'll play on the college level? And is that a big factor in your decision?
Oh, that's definitely a big factor in my decision. Vanderbilt wants me at corner, and the thing is, I don't want to play corner in college. That's one of the main things. I like corner. I think it's great in high school, but I always see myself as a receiver. I can make more of an impact as a receiver. Instead, I'm a better receiver than I am a corner. So that's a real big thing for me in college because Vanderbilt wanted me as a corner and there's time for receivers, so that makes it really hard for me to go to Vandy because they already have 4 good receivers, so I don't know what to do in that situation, but I'm just looking forward to it. I'm still open-minded, like even Arkansas, like right now, because after watching the game in Georgia and watch how Arkansas passed the ball a lot, they really interested me, so they've really been like trying to recruit me too, so I like Arkansas a lot too, and that's really the main thing. I like receiver better. I've been loving receiver.
Have you talked to Vanderbilt about maybe giving you the opportunity, maybe in high school or in college, to prove yourself as a receiver as opposed to just blindly lining you up at DB?
Yes, sir. I talked to Coach King actually recently about that. Told him I want to play receiver and just send out receiver and just let him play receiver. He said he'll try to do his best, but they said it's time for receivers, which are really all like my 4 of my good friends, too. So it's time for receivers, but he said they're still trying to make a way for me, I guess, to see if I can play receiver still.
Now, you're a guy who's clearly waiting to make his commitment known, which is kind of going against the trend, at least this year's trend. With all the early commitments, do you worry about waiting and maybe losing your spot?
Sometimes I do, actually. I'll be honest with you, I actually do. Well, Maryland and Vandy, not really, but, like, sometimes other schools I don't even think about sometimes, but I haven't talked to, they might be losing my spot, so I really don't know, but... But when it's my time, I'll know, because I'm not ready yet, because college is a big thing to me, because this is 4 years, 5 years of your life. That's going to be really crucial to your future and to what you do. So I'm taking my time and really figuring out things. I haven't taken my physical visit anywhere yet, so I really can't make a decision yet, because Maryland, I was supposed to take my physical visit up there, but it got canceled. So if Maryland weren't good, I probably would have committed then, but they canceled my official.
Well, speaking of official visits, this is the official visit on Score Atlanta, Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Greater Atlanta Christian receiver Julian Horton joining us. And you mentioned the official visit to Maryland getting canceled right there. Do you have plans to go back up there for an official visit? And are there any other schools that are on your radar right now for the official visit?
Yes, sir. I'm taking my official visit to Maryland in December. I'm taking my official visit to Vanderbilt. I'm trying to make it out to UCLA, and Arkansas.
Yeah, Julian, I'm sorry to cut you off. We're finishing up with Grand Atlantic Christian receiver Julian Horton. Julian, before we let you go, one of the questions we try to ask most of our recruits is when you do decide on a school, what type of player are they going to get?
Oh, they're going to get a real explosive player. Nuzzly doing smart about receiving. Nuzzly doing a fast player, a strong physical player at the same time. And the player will work hard and try to do his best at all times. Just make the best thing happen and try to be a playmaker for the team. Just be a centric with the ball in my hands.
Hey, listen, Julian, we got to let you go, but we appreciate you taking the time out of your Tuesday night to join us, and we wish you the best of luck both on the football field throughout the remainder of the season and along the recruiting trail.
Thank you very much.
Good luck to you, man.
Good. Bye. Thank you.
Again, that was Greater Atlanta Christian's wide receiver, Julian Horton. We do have to get to another commercial break. When we come back, though, another special guest, Dooley County receiver. It's receiving night. Dooley County receiver Keith Mumphrey will be on the show. You're listening to Sports Radio 790 Zone and Score Atlanta's one and only official visit.
Score Atlanta and Georgia Public Broadcasting webcast a high school football game every Friday night. Look for the schedule at scoreatl.com.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready for some football?
Football. Troy Aikman, Tim Brando, and the best national coverage of college and pro football anywhere. We're your home for sporting news radio, 790 The Zone. Football lives here.
I'm a Verizon Wireless small business specialist, and I solve problems. Last week, two brothers walk into our store. They run a landscaping company.
I need to keep track of employees.
I need to stay connected to clients.
Yeah, and we need it all on the go.
Mm-hmm.
So I suggested they both get a BlackBerry smartphone. You can go online, check email, and get directions. And right now, the second one is free.
Now we get more jobs done faster.
With our new BlackBerry Tours.
And our landscaping company
is really blooming.
Good line.
Now at Verizon Wireless, get a BlackBerry at our lowest prices ever. Plus, get a second of equal or lesser value free. BlackBerry runs better on America's largest and most reliable 3G network. Visit any communication store or call 1-800-VZW-4BIZ today. BlackBerry pricing between $39.99 and $149.99 after $100 mail-in rebate debit card. Each phone requires new two-year activation on a voice plan with email feature or email plan. Early termination and other fees apply per phone. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
It's time for the Daily Buzz. A look inside Yellow Jacket Athletics, heard exclusively on 790 The Zone.
After a disappointing performance last week, the Georgia Tech defense held the North Carolina Tar Heels' high-powered offense to just 154 yards. Defensive end Derek Morgan talked about the improvement of his unit.
We know we had to step it up this week, come off of that loss in Miami, so we just stepped it up. Everybody was accountable. Really looking back to last Thursday, how we played and how poorly we played, everybody just had a real bad taste in their mouth. And we know we had to either step it up or, you know, get ran over. And we stopped the run, and we stopped the pass.
The Jackets will resume play this Saturday when they travel to take on the Mississippi State Bulldogs. Kickoff is set for 7:30 p.m.
This has been the Daily Buzz on 790 The Zone, presented by the Paul Johnson Call-In Show. Join us live each Wednesday night at 7 at Fox Sports Grill and Atlantic Station.
Fox Sports Grill at Atlantic Station is the place to be every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 for the Paul Johnson Show. Wes Durham will be joined by the Jackets head coach each week to talk about the program, the ACC, or anything else you want to discuss. You can ask questions of the coach live or call into the show at 866-477-7020. What better way to get all the info you want on the Jackets than from the head coach himself? So be there Wednesday nights at 7 for the Paul Johnson Radio Show from ISB Sports.
We're going to have us a little game of football.
Is there anything in sports more American than high school football?
I think not.
Every Friday night, kick off your weekend with the best Atlanta high school football has to offer. With Friday Night Live on 790 The Zone. Brought to you by Metro PCS, Taco Bell, and Score Atlanta. Check out 790thezone.com for the schedule so you don't miss a minute of the action. Friday Night Live is heard only on 790 The Zone. Football lives here.
Pollock and Bell.
ESPN's Tom Jackson on the Falcons.
Matt Ryan, the group that he has, the ability that they have, and then you add Tony Gonzalez to that mix. When we started talking about Super Bowl, it's Giants, Philadelphia Eagles. It's almost like Atlanta got overlooked a little bit.
Afternoons 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
are back and better than ever on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to Score Atlanta's one and only official visit for the South's only all-recruiting radio show, which I like to say makes us the very best in the business. Well, it does make us the very best in the business. Fletcher,
we've got a monopoly on the market.
Yeah, we do. But that doesn't. That does not.
We're
in
building
any way,
hotels.
Let me. But does that in any way diminish how good we are at what we do?
We're building hotels.
Is it?
No,
does it?
No, it doesn't. You know why? We're talented. Not gonna lie to you. We're going to be joined in just a minute by Dooley County receiver Keith Mumphrey. He's got offers from Mississippi State, Arkansas, Michigan State, Oklahoma State, Vanderbilt, Wake Forest, and Middle Tennessee.
Well, we can't make any guarantees now because he's MIA. His phone's off, but we'll probably.
Oh,
talk
he's kind of like that Chris Dunkley.
If we
guy
don't
from
talk to
season.
Him, that Chris Dunkley guy who happens to be one of the top receivers in the entire
who blew
country,
us off for
if
like
not
a couple weeks
the best receiver in the country, he's blown us off twice now. But listen, you win some, you lose some.
If Mumphrey, if we don't get him this week,
next week
we're going to have him next week.
Anyway,
that's a tease.
There's one thing we love to do every week, Fletcher, and that is
I love this game. I love this game.
It is a great game, Fletcher. You came up with the theme, and it's the check, fold, raise theme. It's the poker theme, and what we're going to do, if you don't know the rules of the game, is we will raise you, or I will raise Fletcher a player if it's a guy I really like, a recruit who had a big week last week, who I think stock is on the rise. I will raise Fletcher that player. I will only fold a player if I disagree with – or I'm sorry, I will only check a player if I disagree with Fletcher.
No, you can check if you're
indifferent.
Only if I disagree
with – and if I disagree. I
you
can't check on my
own. You fold him. No, you can fold a player if I throw it out.
Right, but I can also fold a player on my own. I'm going to fold a team here in a minute.
Next week we'll have the rules down for Scott before the segment starts.
I have the rules down and you don't. You can I can raise, I can fold. I can only check if I disagree with you. I can't check
you can
on my own.
No, you could fold if I throw a player out there.
Right, that's what I'm saying, but there's no reason to check on my own. I only can check in response.
There you go.
There you go. All right, so do you want to start things off with a raise, a check, or a raise or a fold?
I will. North Clayton running back. He's a senior. He was actually named homecoming king this past weekend for North Clayton as they took on their rival Mount Zion of Jonesboro. It was a big win for him. 34-13, thanks mainly to Mr. Clarence Jackson, the big guy.
Good
he
player.
Returned an interception 93 yards for a score, okay? He not only did that, you want to know what he did? He had a 31-yard touchdown run. He finished with 118 yards on 19 carries. He also caught two passes for 43 yards, including one which went for pay dirt, okay?
Yeah.
I am raising you, Clarence Jackson. You know why?
Good, great player.
Top 10 running back in the state.
Yeah, he is a really good player, and I can't disagree with you on that one. A guy I'm going to talk
you
about.
You get a call?
No, I mean.
You should call on that.
I call.
Okay.
Does that make me agree? No, that makes me disagree. Wesley Gaston of Milton. We talked about Centennial a little earlier, how they forfeited a game. Well, this time they just lost. And a lot of it had to do with the performance of Gaston. Milton's running back had 230 yards. And two touchdowns, which is, even at the high school level, an absolute monster game. Moving on, I'll go this time. I'm going to fold. I'm going to make a fold here. And I'm going to fold the entire team of Tucker. I know it's a recruiting show, but I'm folding the entire team. And let me tell you why. They lost to Marist over the weekend, 32-7. And this is on the heels of losing to them. What was the score last year? I believe it was like 38-0. They lost in the regular season to Marist last year, 38-0. And then they came back and beat them, I believe, in the state finals pretty solidly. And the only thing I can make of this is, hey, you lose to a team in the regular season, beat them in the state finals, and then get killed by them again in the regular season. Is it on purpose? Is this like a mind thing they're playing with Marist? We're going to let you think you're better than us during the regular season, and then when we play you in postseason, we're going to wake up and surprise you? I mean, to me, it's like falling asleep and bad coaching, and how else do you get crushed by a team you're clearly at least as good as?
I'm going to have to agree with you on that. I would fold the Tucker Tigers as well, mainly because I would like to raise in this same region, if you will, the Southwest DeKalb team. Why? I know they had a loss earlier in the season to ML King, but that's a region or that's a classification 5A team. I think just like last year, where even though Tucker lost that game earlier in the season, I still believe they were the best team in the state classification 4A. I believe Southwest DeKalb is the best team in classification 4A. They're number three right now behind Westside Macon, who I will fold on till the day I die, as well as Griffin. I'm not buying on them. They're the new number one team, thanks to the coaches. Southwest DeKalb is number three. I think they should be number one, despite the fact that they have one loss to a 5A team. I am buying, actually, I am raising
you. Yeah, Southwest to Cab.
Southwest to Cab.
I can't disagree with you on that. I mean, how can I? In fact, one of the segments we were going to do this week is which school has the most recruiting talent in the state. And if we got to that, we would have talked about Southwest to Cab because they are absolutely loaded. And I'm with you, Fletcher. If they're not the best
team, I'm raising Southwest to Cab.
And I mean, what do I do there? I fold. I mean, I fold.
No, you don't fold.
No, I'm not going to fold Southwest Cab, but I'm going to fold in response to your raise just because.
You can check.
I'll check then. I'll check.
Or you can call.
I have a raise for you, Fletcher. Hudson Mason, who was on our show earlier this evening. Kid broke a single game record last week, throwing for 486 yards, 30 of 39 passing, and had four touchdown passes in a win over Campbell. That makes 1,270 yards, 12 touchdowns, and just three picks on the season for Hudson. And he's completing, get this, 73% of his passes. Now, this is a kid we talked to earlier in the show. He got his offer from Iowa taken away for A.J. Derby, who's a very good player, by the way. But he lost his offer to Iowa. His best offers are from schools like UAB.
He'll get some other offers.
Why hasn't he already? That's my question. The schools are sleeping on this kid. And
you know it would be a good school for
questionable
him.
Arm strength is
be a good school. Mississippi State. Dan Mullen.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. And that spread attack, yeah. Very similar to the one he runs at Lassiter. But he's a star. I mean, he is a star. Here's the thing. His arm strength's questionable, and I get that.
And so
I don't know about that, but so was Danny Warfels, if we're going to stick with this Florida theme and knocking quarterbacks. Warfels and Hudson Mason, if you ask him, will say this. He makes up for his lack of arm strength, or it's not a lack of arm strength, his questionable arm strength, for incredible accuracy. You put the ball, you throw the ball early in the receivers when he's making his cut, and you put it in the right place, and arm strength becomes a little bit less important on the college level. He may not be an NFL guy, but he is going to be a star at the college level, and whoever the team sleeping on him now are going to lose out on it.
I see your Hudson Mason of Lassiter, and I raise you Gainesville quarterback Blake Sims. The numbers, not 436 yards, 7 of 9 for 164, but three of those seven completions went for touchdowns. Blake Sims also ran for another score, and this guy's going to play wide receiver at Alabama next year. Okay, this guy is going to be the player of the year in classification 3A.
Yeah, I love him, and I love that team.
The Red Elephants?
That Gainesville team, one of the best, other than the Serum Makers, probably the best nickname in the state. But they're another team that is absolutely loaded with talent. I will raise you Sims.
Oh, my goodness.
A Henry County quarterback, Dylan Shaddix, who we also talked about earlier in the show. He was, I believe, number 10 on Big B Brian Jones' top 10 recruits to have raised their stock. One of the reasons for that is he threw for 351 yards last week in a 36-13 win over Central Macon. He was 14 of 16, and get this, had four touchdown passes in the first half alone. That's Drew Brees-like. I don't care what level you're at. To throw four touchdown passes in a game is impressive. To do it in one half is mind-boggling. And for that reason, I'm raising you a Dylan Shaddix.
All right, if we can move on one last play, I'm going to go ahead and throw out to you a guy that was on Big B's list earlier tonight. He was number 2, I believe, Ian Pemberton. He's a guy. He had,
only like 96 yards rushing.
Well, I actually have him down for 103 yards on 23 carries. He scored on a 25-yard touchdown play. And he's just a guy that he's a solid player. I'm going this week, I'm going to check on Ian Pemberton. I'm not going to raise. I'm just going to check. He had a good week, not solid, or not spectacular, but a solid week.
It's a check.
I'll check.
I think that's a good idea. I wouldn't fold them. I certainly wouldn't raise them either, so I like the in-between check.
I will check.
Rajon Bennett, I'm going to check you at Rajon Bennett, and I'll tell you why. 203 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns on 27 carries. That's a Haas-like performance. My problem with it is it came against South Cobb.
Not big competition. Yeah. Should have probably turned up South Cobb.
And I'm going to check another player. I'm going to check you one more to close out the segment. I'm going to check you at Ken Malcolm. He had a monster performance, 245 yards rushing. Four touchdowns on just 18 carries.
And you check that.
Well, maybe I should have raised it, but North Springs not one of the worst? I mean, North Springs.
That's true.
North Springs is like literally playing against the band.
I actually did the North Springs football games last season.
Right.
I got to see some great players play.
Against North Springs.
Right.
For the other team.
Right.
Yeah, that's like rooting for, the Clippers, right? You go just to see the other team
Well, I did the North Springs games.
You were compelled
and I got
to watch.
I got to see some great performances
from the other team. Right. So that's why that was my theory for raising and not. I mean, from checking and not raising little Rajon Bennett in there because of.
Okay, so if you're listening along in your car at home, what we did, you either raised somebody who had a great week, you checked somebody who's a great player, but perhaps they had a performance
that was either underwhelming
so-so team,
or we played against a center.
And you fold a person, fold a player that perhaps, or a team that you're just not high on.
And we've done it.
And we've done that. We checked, we called, we raised, we folded.
And listen, we're going to get to our final commercial break of the evening. Come back and finish up the show, the official visit, on Sports Radio 790 Zone. This is also Score Atlanta, the official visit.
Yeah, Score Atlanta is the ATL's only Football Plus sports paper and is available at all Metro Quick Trips, Kroger's, and Blockbusters.
Football.
Football!
We have something of a football team here ourselves, you know.
West Durham.
Tony Barnhart.
Len Pasquarelli. And Vince Gulley.
The best local experts in college and pro football.
And part of the reason football lives here. 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
Hi, we're back with Worryline. Who are we talking with?
It's Cameron.
Cameron, what's worrying you today?
I'm freaking out.
Really? You don't sound like you're freaking out.
I know. That's what's freaking me out.
Okay, try and calm down.
I am calm.
So what's making you so calm? It's your mother, isn't it?
No, Mom's cool. It's my Volkswagen.
Oh.
It came with carefree maintenance.
And this has made you feel different, hasn't it?
Totally. Mm-hmm. I used to worry about my car all the time, but now I don't. Mm. What is happening to me?
I think you may be having an anti-anxiety attack.
A what?
Yes, it's an overwhelming sensation that everything is totally under control.
Okay, what do I do?
Nothing. There's no problem.
Cool. I guess I don't need you.
What? Hello?
Stop into your local Volkswagen dealer and ask about the Carefree Maintenance Program. No charge scheduled maintenance for 3 years or 36,000 miles, whichever comes first, on all 2009 Volkswagen models. Peace of mind. It's what the people want.
The Carefree Maintenance Program covers the vehicle's scheduled maintenance during the terms of the new vehicle warranty at no additional charge. Some limitations apply. See dealer for details.
Drive more. Worry less. All 2009 VW models or newer include no charge maintenance during the term of the new vehicle limited warranty. Visit your local Atlanta area VW dealer or atlantavw.com for more info on VW's Carefree Maintenance Program.
You ready to play ball?
Baseball.
Baseball.
Hey, Braves fans, Brian McCann here. Come out and support your hometown team as we make our postseason playoff push. And don't forget, after the game, head over to Stats in Lucky Marietta District with your ticket stub and get an appetizer for free. Whether it's their huge nacho plate, hot wings, or $20 sampler platter, Stats is your spot. Just show your Braves ticket stub and enjoy a free appetizer at the best sports bar in the city. Stats, the Atlanta Braves, and free food. Now that's what I call hitting for the cycle.
From sock drawers to piggy banks, saving has taken many forms. But when you're looking for a better way to save, at Wachovia, we're with you. That's why there's the Way to Save program. With Way to Save, $1 is automatically transferred from checking to savings when you use your check card to make a purchase or pay certain bills online. And you'll get a bonus just for saving. Call 800-WACOVIA, visit wachovia.com/waytosave, or stop by and find out how the Way to Save program can help you. Wachovia, a Wells Fargo company. Wachovia Bank N.A., Wachovia Bank of Delaware N.A., members FDIC.
A stolen car doesn't vanish into thin air, at least not one with OnStar stolen vehicle assistance. Only OnStar can pinpoint its GPS location and send a remote ignition block signal to keep it from restarting. So while a car may disappear, we can help make it quicker and safer for authorities to make yours reappear. OnStar is standard for the first year on 14 Chevy models. Remote ignition block available on select 09 and newer GM vehicles. Success varies with condition. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations.
The Hot Morning Show.
Mayhem in the AM.
Friend of the show, Brad Nessler.
You call him a handsome man like five times in like six days a few
10
years
ago.
No, but you notice he hasn't come in since then.
No, he's in once. He's been in once.
I'm not sure.
When Steak put his hand on my knee when I came in the studio the last time, I got a little nervous.
The Hot Morning Show.
Morning 6 to 11.
The Hot Morning Show.
On 790 The Zone.
We are back to finish up Score Atlanta's one and only official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Fletcher, do you want to tell us one more thing about Score Atlanta?
I certainly will. You know why, Scott? Because I'm dedicated. Every Friday night, Score Atlanta has the only real-time high school scoreboard for every game in the state. This year, the scoreboard is available at AJC.com and ScoreATL.com.
Right. And we are here, as you probably already have figured out, to talk recruiting. And we do that generally by talking about high school juniors and seniors, but a big part of recruiting is looking
how they did
back on last year's class, and how are they doing at the college level? In fact, that's the best way of determining just how well your coach is and your school is recruiting. And with that said, we're going to talk about some of the players that from last year who are truly excelling at the college level early in year one, which seems to be an increasing trend, a trend that's developing with every passing year. So who are some of the freshmen that you've noticed?
Let's look no farther than in Athens, the Georgia Bulldogs. They've got a couple from here in Atlanta. Let's start with number one, Brandon Smith. Okay, yeah, he's a guy that he's taken a reverse for 61 yards back. He's played a little he's played in the Wildcat. He's played a little running back. He's played some wide receiver. Of course, he's played cornerback. He got burned against Arkansas and had that fumble. However, he also showed the capability and the speed and the skills when he did that nice little reverse for 61 yards, taking it in for the score. Wow.
Yeah, some guys on the local level that you may have thought would have contributed early that didn't. Maybe an Orson Charles, someone that in camp was really, really performing at a high level.
He caught a touchdown, and he looked pretty good the other day.
And I'm not knocking him, because if you don't contribute as a true freshman, that means nothing. And I'd say Stephen Hill at Georgia Tech was one of those guys, at least Tech fans, were looking forward to producing a big time, I think, as a freshman, and hasn't really just yet. A guy from Georgia who everyone's heard about by now is Greg Reed, who is tearing things up for a mediocre Florida State team, which is kind of what I said last year. They're known for getting the great highlight reel player, but not putting together the team.
Well, let's look just to that Miami game, the first game of his college career. And what does he do? He has a nice interception. He has another pass that leads to an interception because he rushed the quarterback. He had the punt return. The guy can return kicks. He can also get in there a little bit at wide receiver. Greg Reed is going to be a player, but then again, he's going to be a Deion Sanders type player where he's probably not going to be much substance, just a lot of style.
Right. Which is kind of the point I was kind of trying to make, maybe not so eloquently. But the interesting thing that I like to talk about is people are always bashing recruiting rankings, saying they're silly, they're stupid, there's no point in doing them. The recruiting services don't know what they're talking about. But at the end of the day, if you're a five-star guy, you're probably going to be pretty darn good. And look around the country Tate Forcier was not a five-star guy, but was a huge recruit. Michigan's guy.
Let's look over at Southern Cal.
Southern Cal, Matt
Barkley. Number one recruit in the country, Matt Barkley. What does he do? He goes into the horseshoe. They said it can't be done. And he leads his team on 96 yards for a game-winning touchdown.
Greg Reed, another top recruit we've already talked about, is tearing things up. Trent Richardson, top running back in the entire country, other than maybe Bryce Brown. How long has it taken him at Alabama to do something?
And look at Bryce Brown. He's played pretty well.
Absolutely. And he's sitting behind a guy. I mean, for the fact that he's even playing is great because the guy he's playing behind is Hardesty still?
Up at Tennessee, yeah. Montavio Hardesty.
They have a really deep backfield. The fact that he's even getting playing time is huge. I mean, the point is, five-star guys generally pan out, and it takes only a second to look around the country and see all those that already have. Moving on, though, real quick, one of the big issues has been the polls. Who deserves to be ranked? Should they already be ranking teams? Should they ever have ranked them preseason? Forget that for now. Who are your top three? Forget recruiting. Who are your top three teams right now, Fletcher, in order?
Well, there's only three teams worthy of being ranked at this point. Number three has got to be Texas. You know, I like their defense.
Wait a minute. All right, continue. I'll let you. I think Boise State's.
Shut up. Number two, I would put the Florida Gators. And number one, I would put Alabama. Why? Because Alabama has shown me.
More impressive, yeah.
Against real teams, not against Troy and Charleston Southern.
See, the way I see it is if you're going to have a preseason poll, then you can't dethrone the former or reigning national
I don't have
championship.
A preseason poll.
Right. Okay.
I don't have one.
But
I started ranking
a point. I'm just
the
making
first
a point.
Game.
I'm just making a point. If you do, then you can't take away the number one ranking from Florida. Well, but if you don't have a preseason poll, and I'm against preseason polls because there's literally no point to them, and it only muddies the water continuing into the season. But I would have Alabama 1 also. Real quick, before we go, Georgia has a big game this weekend. LSU's coming to town.
Number four, LSU
Tigers,
coming
like?
Between the hedges to take on number 18 or number four, depending on what ranking you're looking at. Georgia's a three-point favorite. I was surprised to see that. Do I think Georgia's going to eke out a victory? I do. I think they're going to turn the ball over early, and they're going to come back because LSU's offense, I don't think, can do much with those turnovers.
Yeah. As a Florida fan, I would like nothing more than to see your prediction come true. I would love to see a hard-fought game with LSU. I actually want to see LSU win, though. win a close one.
21-17, Georgia wins.
High on their victory and lose to Florida, but I believe I think they'll win a close one in Athens. I think they'll win 27-24 LSU. With that said, we'd love to thank
Thanks,
all of you out there for listening. JB, the man behind the scenes, our board operator, thank you very much. Thanks to all our guests. We will be back 8 to 10 next Monday. You have been listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone, Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. Good evening, Atlanta.
Football is here 24/7, 365.
This is WQXI Atlanta, a big league broadcasting company.
In the day, it was the Twins in 10 innings, outlasting Detroit 3.